I talk about this all the time. It really comes into play in a story like this. The key to the game was execution. Okay? Todd Bowles, okay, how did he outcoach him? He outcoached him by being smart and simple. Now, how could he be smart and simple in what he did? Because his front four dominated the line of scrimmage. Okay? There's nothing complicated about what they did. They played two high safeties, and they dropped seven into coverage because Todd Bowles blitzed. You know, how many times did Todd Bowles blitz in the game?
It was very limited, which is credit.
This guy blitzes all the time. He blitzed five times in the game. Okay? Now, why could he blitz five times in the game? Because his defensive front, because the fact the Chiefs had to change 60% of their offensive line. I mean, 60%. There's only five positions. You had to change three positions to play the game because of the Fisher injury. And he saw immediately in the game that Barrett and Paul couldn't be stopped playing the game. He saw it right away. Could not be stopped playing the game. Hey, and there's nothing Kansas City could do strategically to stop it. I mean, what could they do? They could maybe roll him out, but you're rolling into Barrett. You're rolling out the other way. You're rolling into Paul because they could not control those two guys, which goes back to what we talked about last week. Okay, we talk strategy all the time. It's all about matchups. Okay? Your strategy has to be based on your matchups. Kansas City had nobody that could match up with Jason Pierre-Paul and had nobody that could match up with Shaq Barrett. I mean, who's going to do it?